Hey folks, what's going on? This is Arden here, and welcome to a new episode of AST Presents. I know it's been a little while, but we are back. We got new interviews on the way, and we have a special interview here. I got a good friend of mine who's coming out with a great book on September 15th. Wait, you just realized that today's September 15th? That is good, because the book is out. It's called The Dreamer, and I have my good friend, Doug Gello, with me. How's everything, Doug?
Thanks for having me. It's great to see you again, and always my pleasure. So I'm so thankful that you've taken the time to talk to me about The Dreamer. I can't wait. That's out now on September 15th. You can get on Amazon, the Kindle version, the print version. It's called The Dreamer, and it's my dream come true. So.
Absolutely. And you know, when I saw, you know, post about this, I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, oh wow, my dude's writing a book, because not many people know, you know, I actually broke the news once. This was back, I think, probably in April or May on my friend Brian's show. Salute to my dude Brian in New Orleans, doing great things on sports radio down there. But I'm actually working on a book myself.
That's awesome.
You know, about the quarterback position. I've been working on it for a few years. I actually started our senior year together in White Plains High School, this book, and it's been off and on. But just to get to you, because again, it's about The Dreamer, out right now, September 15th. Please go get it. Amazon, Kindle, it's definitely worth it. What was the inspiration behind this book? Why did you decide to write a book in the first place?
Well, I broke my ankle doing karate.
Okay.
The night before Thanksgiving. And I was in bed rest for a long time, working, and then all I can do is really lie in bed, play video games, got pretty good at NBA 2K15, and then just read every article I could just to stay entertained, and read an article about these foster kids, and it's called Aging Out, the book, and it just fascinated me how these people are pursuing their dreams no matter all the obstacles they're going through in their life. And then I watched MMA and figured, these people go through amazing things, amazing obstacles just to become fighters. And I bet you there's some great stories in there, and I think it'd be very entertaining. And I love writing, and I just started, like, I have time. I'm not really going anywhere. Why don't I give it a shot? And 9 months or so later, it's sitting next to us. So I'm really excited. I've always wanted to write a book. Never thought it would actually happen, and it's here, so I'm so excited.
And you said, so basically you said, you know, 9 months later. So you basically started this 9 months ago.
Yeah, December.
Wow, okay.
It was December, maybe late last week in November.
You know, for some people, you know, writing a book, I mean, it could take years. You know, it's such a, I guess you could say, complicated process. You know, it's not easy, you know, especially if those days are occurring where the creative juices aren't flowing. So how were you able to manage time to write the book, especially after, you know, your injury, you know, was healed and you was able to move around, and you've been, to your credit, a busy guy, always doing good things. So how were you able to continue writing the book and eventually finishing it?
It's just something I loved, and it came really fast. It was just one of those things where I started and that's all I wanted to do. I remember going on vacation, and I was in Florida visiting my cousin, and at night, this is what I did. It's what I did.
Nice.
Every single day, and I stayed up and edited. I have a wonderful support system at home. My mom, my dad, my sister, now my girlfriend, and they helped me through and supported me through it. There was never questioning, is this a stupid idea? And they just kind of went with me. So it's been amazing. It was a lot of hard work, but I think it came out well.
You know, it goes back to what I believe in, which is necessarily, it's not about finding time, it's about making time.
Absolutely.
A lot of people think you have to find time, but you can also make time too. You know, you have 24 hours in a day, give yourself about 7 to sleep, and then you got 17 just to do what you want.
Exactly.
So you just have to make time in order to do these things. And during the process of this book, because I get very intrigued about the process of things. So if it's writing books, I get interested in how you wrote the book. If you're making music, how are you making the music? Cooking food, how are you cooking the food? Right? I'm really into the process. So for you, is the storyline of this book, was it always the main storyline throughout and you was building through it, or were there was some times where you decided to switch things up based on characters and based on certain chapters? Because, by the way, The Dreamer is 28 chapters long, 278 pages.
Yeah, 29.
Yeah, 29.
A little more.
Nice, nice, nice. But either way, don't get scared off by the chapters. It's a light read. It's a very good read, but it's a light read, okay?
Actually, I wrote the first chapter, and that was the easiest thing that was really easy. It just came to me. The second chapter, I went at it, I wrote it, I threw it away. I just didn't like where it was going. It just seemed not who I am, and it didn't represent me. Not that the book represents me way, but it just...
Certain traits, certain things.
It bothered me. Really bothered me. And so I rewrote
something
it, and then I went, okay, this is what I like. I can see this direction. I'm not. It started out very dark, and then that's not what I like to think. It's not. Mm-hmm. There's dark moments in this. Yes, it's a hard journey, and there's things you're not going to expect and going to make you sad. My mom cried in it, so it's not. And there's a lot of light moments too that can make you laugh. But it's not. I'm not a dark person, so going down a dark route the whole way was not something I was comfortable with.
You know, and that's completely understandable because it goes back to, I think, you know, when it comes to being a creative, big thing of being a creative is about you want to be yourself. You want to be yourself or you want to be honest. Honest with yourself, be honest with your vision. So I could definitely respect that because I think that's just the right thing to do. You don't want to stick with something that doesn't necessarily match your thought process, because this is your art. You know, you have a piece of art out there for the world to see. You don't necessarily want to represent yourself. So I could definitely understand that. And when it comes down to this book, you know, one of the biggest things that inspires it, or people assume it's about, is again the fighting and karate, the MMA. How did yourself, did you really get into it, and why exactly? Especially something that could be very popular in small circles, but when you look in the big picture, it's not necessarily as big, even though it is climbing popularity. Why necessarily karate and, you know, MMA?
Because it's not about karate and MMA.
Okay.
It's a theme in it. It's important to it. But I think I've worked with fighters a lot. I've trained since I was five. It's the fight, like if you listen to any MMA fighter talking about getting a fight in the cage, it's the easiest thing they're going to do.
It's the mental aspect.
It's coming over everything outside of the cage. It's going on that journey with all the people you love and care about, the people who try and get in your way, overcoming injuries, cutting weight, and that's not even the main focus of the book. It's really someone who's lost, who finds martial arts, and then he's trying to find his life. He's trying to figure out what does he want out of life, and he goes everywhere from exploring Manhattan and space in Ithaca. He goes to Manhattan. He goes to LA. He's for a little bit. Don't want to get too much away, but it's really like finding people he cares about and knowing who he is. And yes, he gets in the cage. Yes, he fights. But he goes through the whole process of going as a regional fighter and then going to the big show and figuring it all out. So it's about the journey. It's about knowing who you are. And if you're a fighter, it's more outside the cage than inside.
Yep, and to shift gears just a little bit, but to still stay on the topic, you mentioned how, of course, you've taken part in this. You worked with fighters, you know, I've known that, you know, Doug has worked with fighters, he's worked with companies in terms of the promotion aspect, training, and he understands what it's all about. From what you know, compared to the other sports, because you're a big sports guy like myself, do you feel like mixed martial arts is a sport where, more than ever, the mental aspect plays a big part? Because every sport can say that, but we often see in those sports, the physical aspect reigns supreme. Is there something about MMA where it feels as if that mental aspect, in terms of the focus, in terms of, you know, the preparation, is that really it? Because you just said the fighters feel like going into the ring is the easiest thing, and there's people like me that go, I don't know how you say that's the easiest thing when you're about to get punched and kicked in the face, possibly.
It's the easiest thing because that's what you're doing every single day of your life to prepare for that one moment. So you've done thousands of rounds going into it. Jiu-jitsu, an aspect of MMA, the ground fighting, one of the ground fighting aspects, is known as kind of human chess, and I think MMA just expands upon it, so it's even more of a human game of chess. So it's really preparing yourself mentally and going through everything. Yes, it's physical, extremely physical. It's, I personally think it's the most demanding sport out there. If you're in a title fight, going about 25 minutes in the cage, all out, and with the body pressure on you is insane, getting hit. It's grueling. You have to be mentally tough to even step in that ring and know, all right, this guy's going to punch me in the face, but I'm going to punch him in the face harder or submit him or something like that.
And when you're looking into now mixed martial arts, UFC, Bellator, these other, you know, companies that are on the come up and trying to hold events and stuff, who are some fighters that you pay close attention to?
Well, I try and pay attention to all of them because I'm a massive fan. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the big stars are Conor McGregor, Ronda Rousey. George St. Pierre might be coming back. So, Alvin Jobon is someone I really love.
I just saw a fighter, not to cut you off, I just saw a fighter last week and came back. He was the one that had that great fight with John Jones a couple years ago.
Oh, Alexander Gustafsson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he fought...
one in the decision?
He fought Jan Blankovic. I can't pronounce his name. I was actually talking about that to people on Twitter. I didn't get to see the fight yet because I was out. But I saw a couple of them with the Bader, the Barnett fight. So I'm looking forward to the Gustafsson fight when I get home.
You mentioned Conor McGregor. That guy, he got me really into it. You know, before my connection to MMA was, I have a very good friend, my boy, you know, Robert Justin. He's living in the city. We went to camp together, also known by me as Robbie Rob. You know, he did a lot of mixed martial arts going back to, you know, our freshman year in high school, and just seeing him and the way he prepared and trained is incredible. And of course, as a big WWE fan, Brock Lesnar, when he left a couple years later, I saw him in the UFC. And as a big wrestling fan still, CM Punk is fighting this UFC 203. So, when it comes to, you know, athletes like that go into the UFC, and you see just how mainstream it can be with the storylines and the extra stuff, what are your thoughts on that?
I think you're going to see a whole new revolution of MMA fighters coming out with all the stories. I think the more mainstream it gets, you're going to see the better athletes. Some of them are going to grow up with MMA their entire lives instead of, like me when I was 5, yes, it was out, but I had no idea what it was, and it was kind of a little taboo. But now you're going to see some of the best athletes in the world pick MMA over some other sports, where now, instead of finding out about MMA in their 20s, they're going to be training since they were 5. Like, kids like Sage Northcutt, who has been training his whole life, and now he's ready for, he's in the UFC at age 20. There's a few guys out there doing the same thing. So it's really incredible. I think the stories are going to get even better. I think people are going to learn how to market themselves, talk on social media, create that fan interaction. And that's truly special. I don't think in any other sport you get that Twitter, that social media interaction with the fighters, how happy they are to talk to everyone. Having worked with fighters, they love it. They love it. So if you go up to them, say hi, ask for an autograph, take a picture, they'll thank you for it instead of you thanking them.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the UFC coming to the Garden?
Oh, I can't wait. I think I found out tickets were on sale today, so I'm going to go home, and I think that's one of my holiday gifts for my parents is to go there and plan this. I've worked at MSG for a while.
Absolutely.
Not there now, but I'm still bugging my guys there. Get me tickets. I was supposed to work the event, so now just trying to be there and enjoy this event. I haven't been to a UFC event yet. I've been to it. My parents have. They didn't take me, unfortunately.
Yeah, because they've always been in Vegas or something, all over the place.
Yeah, all over the place. So I've been to amateurs, I've been to regional promotions. They've been fantastic, but I can't wait for my first UFC experience.
You think Ronda, I mean, I guess she will be, but when can you see her, you know, get back in the ring, man? Because it's been a long time now.
2017, I think Dana White said she'll be in early 2017.
You think she really wants to get back in there?
I think as a competitor, she does. I just know that always that one loss is going to kill her. She wants that fight back. She wants her division back. She worked so hard over the years for it. I read her book. It was fantastic. My Fight, Your Fight. Every loss kills her, so it's, I can't see her walking away. I know she has at least one more in her. If she if they pay her right and she wants it, it's there for her.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, to shift gears once again, you know, taking from what we know about you so far, let's get back to you, Doug. Just let the people know, man, about yourself, where you from, and, you know, how you grew up.
I'm from White Plains, 23 years old. I've had the luxury of being with Arden since high school and going to high school with them, working on the school paper with them.
Yep.
It's always been a pleasure, and always glad we get to keep in contact every once in a while, so have that going for me. I work in public relations. It's fantastic. Can't really talk about it because the contract I signed, and I work in the crisis part of it, so I can't really talk about that. But yeah, I love sports. I'm working at the University of MA, gave me my first little glimpse into working at MMA world. I still work with them doing social media at U of MA if anyone wants to check it out. Can I give him a plug? Jay Tantori, all of the great mentors, still take all their time to talk to me. And all the U of MA family, they're fantastic people. That's why I truly love doing this. I work for them for free. It's worth it. 100% worth it.
Which brings us back to The Dreamer. So, with this book finally out, what can you see in terms of your future writing books, or maybe continue writing more of things of this nature? You know, what can you see yourself doing with this?
I am taking it one step at a time. I am thrilled this is out, and I want to get everyone's reaction. I want to hear negative, positive, preferably positive, what people say. If I get to write another book, that's fantastic. I'd love to do that. But I've been working my butt off for so long that you gotta take time to enjoy it. There's still more work to do for this. It doesn't stop here. So I gotta do this, see how people react, and then assess everything and go forward. But if there's a second one in my future, I'd be thrilled. I'd love to do it.
You know, before I let you go, you know, when you think about today's time, right, you think about what they call us, millennials, and all these reports and statistics. I put quotations over statistics about what we do, what we're supposed to do. And, you know, you have somebody like yourself, you know, went to college, graduated, you know, working hard, got a job, and you're following your dreams, and you put out this book. So what would be your piece of advice to anybody that's around our age or younger in terms of how to pursue your goals and staying afloat? What would you say to them?
Honestly, just keep working hard, hustling, create your opportunities. My high school yearbook quote was from The Dark Knight, Harvey Dent. I mean, not the greatest character, but I love the line where he said, make your own luck.
Yeah.
And that's what I try and do. I try to work my butt off. If I'm not successful, it's just another thing to get over, and I learned from it. This wasn't easy at all, trust me. Just getting a physical copy was... I finished it the other week, and it was stressful. So it's... I'm going to laugh about that. I can laugh about it now because it's right in front of us, and I'm smiling at it. So it's like you have so much time. You can take a few hours off from playing video games. You can do something else with your friends. You can collaborate with your friends. It's just a matter if you want it bad enough, you can hustle. I love Gary Vaynerchuk. He's a big inspiration to me. And, there's always enough time. You just got to make quality time. Doesn't matter how many followers you have. It's the quality followers you have. Just make that interaction count. I always say take every conversation. Every conversation. You never know what's going to happen. You never know who you're going to meet. It doesn't matter. They don't know one, they know you, and that's a connect. And maybe they do something great in the future. They remember you for taking the time out of your day to talk to them. Or remember who mentors you. And I've had a lot of great mentors. It's unbelievable. Always reach out. I'm always so thankful. You'd be shocked at the people who said yes to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been so lucky that everyone I've reached out to most of the time, they say yes. And they say yes because a lot of people are afraid to reach out to them, and I'm the one who did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's led to great things. It led me to getting a job now, and led me to being inspired for this book. I got my University of MMA internship off Twitter.
Nice. So, hey, power of social media.
So you never know. I didn't know who was going to... It was just a win, off a whim. I said, hey, this looks interesting. Let's talk. Can we talk? He said, sure, here's my email. And we talked, and I got in, and I've been there ever since.
Hey. Hope you guys take those words of advice. We're in 2016. We have options for days out here. It's just up to you to go and make it work. Once again, this is AST Presents. We got my dude, Doug Geller, The Dreamer, finally out, folks. Like I said before, I got the copy. Can't wait to read it. I know it's going to be a very good read. But before we end this, Doug, please let the people know where they can find you. And, of course, let the people know once again where they can find this book. I know we said Amazon. I know we said Kindle. But at the same time, there's always a possibility that we might have missed something.
Well, you can find me. My website is thedreamerbook.weebly.com. So you can order it. The link is on there to order it. You can follow the blog I have on real-life dreamers. I'm always happy to feature anyone on it because everyone has a dream. Doesn't matter how big or small, it's still your dream. At @thedreamer_OFF is Twitter for me. At @thedreamerbook is Instagram, and The Dreamer is on Facebook. Again, it's Amazon.com. You can find the book. It's called The Dreamer. My name is Douglas Geller. It's like Geller from Friends, if you want to remember it that way. I love the show, so I'm not offended at it. You can buy it. It's on sale now. It's December 15th. I'd love to hear feedback, leave a review, message me. Doug.thedreamer@gmail.com is my email. Send me an email. I'll answer. I'm always on my phone. So, yeah, I look forward. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Arden. It's always good to see you. Can't wait for your book as well when it comes out.
Of course, man. Still working on that. It's coming out soon. And, Doug, no problem, man. The funny thing is, too, is, you know, when you actually reached out to me, I was already preparing my show schedule. So I saw it and I was like, back in my head. And I'm being completely serious. I was like, back in my head. I was like, I definitely gotta reach out to Doug. So when you text me, I was like, all right, make it easier on me. So, you know, so, but once again, folks, this is ASC Presents. This is Arden right here with you. My dude, Doug Geller, The Dreamer, finally out. Get yourself a good read. Check it out. Peace.